Hazrat Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came outside. Me and Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu were there. Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu moved towards the Mercy for All Mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed on you. Signs of joy are illuminating on the blessed face today. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, yes indeed, Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salam came to me and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever sends salawat upon you once, Allah azza wa jal will instill 10 good deeds in that person's account of deeds, erase 10 sins and raise his rank by 10. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated that in the home of a pious man, a wall suddenly collapsed. The landlord set out to find a builder to fix the problem. He came to the town and seen many people gathered looking for work. Amongst them was a young man standing separate from everybody else with a bag in one hand and a tool in the other. The landlord says, I asked the young man if he would do some work for me. He replied in the affirmative, yes, but also lay down 3 conditions. If you accept my conditions, I will do the job for you. Firstly, you will pay me in full when the job is complete. Secondly, you will not overwork me. Thirdly, you will not stop me from performing my 5 daily prayers. I accepted all his conditions and took him home and showed him what he had to do. I then left home to do another important job. When I returned home in the evening, I was very surprised to see that he had done twice the amount of work. I happily gave him his wage and he was on his way. The next day, I went to the same place again to find him, but could not see him anywhere. I asked the other workers about him and was told that he only worked 1 day in the week. I asked around to see if anybody knew where he lived. I was told where I might find him. When I got to that destination, I saw him lying on the floor, shaking with a very high temperature. I said, dear brother, you are all alone here and very ill. Come, I will take you to my house. Once you are better, you can return. After a great deal of persuasion, he agreed, but on the condition that he will not have anything from me. I agreed and brought him back home. He stayed with me for 3 days. In that period of time, neither did he ask for anything, nor did he eat any of my food. On the 4th day, however, his temperature and illness deteriorated. He called me over and muttered, dear brother, it seems the moment to leave this world has finally come for me. After I die, do one thing for me. Place this rope around my neck and drag me outside your house and shout out aloud. This is what happens to people who disobey their Lord. Maybe this way my Creator will forgive me. Then, after you have performed my ghusl, bury me in only these clothes of mine. Then, head to Baghdad and give this holy Quran and ring to Khalifa Harun al-Rashid and say to him, fear the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not be lost in the love of this mortal world because death will take you in an instant, leaving all the luxuries of the world behind. After saying these few words of wisdom to me, the mysterious young man closed his eyes forever. I sat near him for a while, weeping away at this unusual young death. Then I remembered his last words, his will. As I was about to put the rope around his neck, a voice echoed from the corner of the room. Don't you dare. Is this how you treat the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal? After hearing those words, my whole body started to tremble. I kissed his feet and made arrangements for his burial. After burying him, I got his final remaining possessions, his holy Quran and ring, and headed to Baghdad. I repeat, my dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani channel, after burying him, I got his final remaining possessions, his holy Quran and ring, and headed to Baghdad. When I reached Khalifa Harun al-Rashid's palace, I wrote the whole incident on a piece of paper and tried to gain permission for entry, but the guard refused to let me in. Finally, when the Khalifa called me in, he remarked, am I such an evil oppressor that you could not speak to me directly and had to write your request on a piece of paper? I replied, may Allah Azza wa Jal give you prosperity in everything you have. I have not brought a complaint of oppression, but a mere message. Then I handed the holy Quran and ring over to him. The Khalifa was very shocked to see what I had in my hands and wanted to know how I got them. I replied, from a builder. The Khalifa whispered three times, a builder, a builder, a builder, and then fell in a flood of tears. After a while, he asked where this builder was now. I told him that he was dead. When the Khalifa heard this, he collapsed to the floor. He remained unconscious for a very long time. I remained startled and mystified by his side all this time. When he regained his senses, he asked if I was with this young man when he died and if he had left any message. I replied, yes, and told him what the young man's final words were. When the Khalifa heard this, he became even more sad and upset. He took his imamah off his head and cried, oh my pious advisor, oh my carer, oh my beloved. He continued with these types of phrases and kept weeping. I was very amazed as to why such a powerful ruler was so saddened by the death of a normal working young man. At nightfall, the Khalifa told me to take him to his grave. The Khalifa covered himself with a shawl and walked behind me. When we got to the graveyard, I pointed out his grave. The Khalifa fell on the grave and again cried profusely. He then got up, stood next to me and said, this young man was the coolness of my eyes, the beat of my heart, and my dear son. One day, he was busy enjoying himself in a musical gathering when he heard the voice of a child reciting this verse of the Holy Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, has not the time arrived for the believers that their hearts should lean for the remembrance of Allah and for the truth? When he heard this voice, he started shaking all over with tears running down his face. He was uttering the words, yes, yes, the time has come, and then walked out of the palace. We never seen or heard from him again until you told me of his death today. Dila ghafil na ho yakdam, ye dunya chhod jana hai, baghiche chhod kar khali zameen andar samana hai, tera nazuk badan bhai jo lete sej phoolu par, ye hoga ek din bejaan ise keedu ne khana hai, na beli ho sake bhai, na beta baap te maai, to kyun phirta hai saudai, amal ne kaam aana hai, kahan hai zore namrudi, kahan hai takht firauni, gaye sab chhod ye fani agar nadan dana hai, aziza yaad kar us din ke Israel aayenge, na jaave koi tere sang, akela tu ne jana hai, jahan ke shagal mein shagil, khuda ke zikr se ghafil, kare daawa ki ye duniya mera daim thikana hai, gulam ikdam na kar ghaflat, حیاتی پر نہ ہو غرہ غلام ایک دم نہ کر غفلت حیاتی پر نہ ہو غرہ خدا کی یاد کر ہر دم کہ جس نے کام آنا ہے. My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani channel, in these troublesome and problematic times, it is very easy to commit sins but very hard to do any good. The Satan and our ego, our nafs, are using their full power against us, and it has become very hard for us to keep away from sins. But beware, the enjoyment when committing these sins will lead us only to one thing, destruction. Therefore, before the angel of death is standing by our side, and we leave our family and friends crying over us, leave the luxuries of this mortal world and go and lie asleep next to thousands of our new neighbors in the darkness and loneliness of the graveyard, we need to think of a way to keep away from these sins. We need to repent sincerely in the court of our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal, because it is only sincere repentance that will wipe out all types of sins from our account of deeds. As the Holy Quran states, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And it is he who accepts the repentance from his bondmen and overlooks the faults, and he knows what you do. The Messenger of Allah, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, the one who repents from his sins is like the one who didn't even commit the sin. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a majestic saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O son of Adam, whenever you called out to me, I forgave your sins. I don't care if your sins reach the sky. If you repent, I will forgive you, as I am the most forgiving. If you come to me with sins that have filled up the whole earth, I will forgive you as long as you haven't committed any shirk. My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when a person repents from his sin, Allah Azza wa Jal makes the writing angels, the kiraman katibin, forget that sin. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal makes his hands and feet and even the place where he committed the sin forget everything. Therefore, when he will meet his Lord, there will be no witness to the sin which he had committed. My dear brothers in Islam, we learn from this wonderful narration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that when we are busy committing sins, there are witnesses amongst us. Amongst the witnesses are the two angels which sit on our shoulders, known as the Kiraman Katibin. And we also learn from this narration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that when a person repents from his sin, Allah Azza wa Jal makes his hands and feet and even the place where he committed the sin forget everything. So we learn from this, when we are committing sins with our hands and with our feet, these hands and feet will be witness on the day of judgment of what we are committing today. Similarly, where we are committing the sin, the room where we are committing the sin, the surrounding where we are committing the sin, those four walls, that roof, that floor, the doors, these are also witness to the sin which we are committing. But look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when a person repents sincerely from the sins which he has committed, Allah Azza wa Jal makes the writing angels forget that sin. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal makes his hands and feet and even the place where he committed the sin forget everything. So when he will meet his Lord Azza wa Jal on Yawmil Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, there will not be a single witness to the sin which he had committed. My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, the importance of repentance can be outlined by many narrations by the King of all Prophets, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many quotes and words of wisdom from our pious predecessors. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further narrates in Ibn Majah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, all humans at some time or another commit sins, but the best from the sinners are those who repent. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the mercy for all mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever holds on to repentance firmly, Allah Almighty will ease all his difficulties, free him from all types of fear, and give him endless bounties, endless rizq. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the mercy for all mankind, the Messenger of Allah, the jewel in the crown of prophethood, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, like metal, our hearts too catch rust. and they are purified and cleaned with repentance. Imam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali alayhi rahma mentions in Mukashifatul Qulub that a person asked Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person has sinned. Is there any chance for his forgiveness? Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu turned his face the other way. He then turned back around and tears had formed up in his eyes. And he replied, Paradise has 8 doors, all open and closed, except for the door of repentance which never closes. There is an angel between this door, therefore it doesn't close. So commit good actions and never be unhappy. Sometimes a person is drenched in sins like adultery, consuming alcohol, looking at haram, joking and flirting with non-mahram women, and watching unlawful movies, etc., that he can not even for a moment imagine to leave these. Without these, he feels that his world would be empty and less enjoyable. My dear brothers in Islam, one should think very carefully for a moment that if I cannot leave these unnecessary and sinful actions for a few days of enjoyment in this mortal life, how I will survive without the wonders and pleasures of paradise forever? If I cannot have a little patience by leaving these unlawful and haram acts, then how will I survive with the severe punishment of the hellfire? Maybe you do receive a little bit of enjoyment, but it is only for a short period of time. The resulting misery will be for a very long time. Like a pious person has said, never commit a sin because of its enjoyment, because the enjoyment will be for a very short period of time and then disappear, but the resulting sin will remain with you forever. And never leave a good deed because of its difficulty, because the effect of difficulty will be short-lived, but the good deed will remain with you forever. My dear brothers in Islam, once the great Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Zunnun Misri alayhi rahma, was walking along the river bank when suddenly he seen a scorpion run hurriedly past him and towards the river. He was shocked to see that as he reached the river, a toad came up from the river. The scorpion got onto its back and the toad started to take it across. When they reached the other side of the river Nile, the toad took the scorpion off its back and the toad disappeared. The scorpion again continued hurriedly towards the other side. Hazrat Zunnun Misri alayhi rahma was amazed and pursued this scorpion to see where he was going in such a hurry. And he seen that the scorpion was heading in the direction of a tree. Under the tree was lying a man, unconscious. And when Hazrat Zunnun Misri alayhi rahma looked carefully, he was horrified to see that a snake was around the man, about to unleash its venom on that man. This scorpion hurriedly went by this man, by the snake. He attacked the snake and he killed the snake. And then the scorpion continued on, leaving that man safe and unaware of what had just happened. Hazrat Zunnun Misri alayhi rahma was gobsmacked. Who is this pious man that Allah Azza wa Jal sent a scorpion to save him? When Hazrat Zunnun Misri alayhi rahma got by the tree, got near to the man, he was horrified to smell a terrible stench of alcohol coming from that individual. He took a step back when a voice from the unseen called out, "O Zunnun, why are you surprised? He too is from my creation. If my mercy is only for the pious people, who will save the sinners?" Adal karete thar thar kamban uchiyan shana wale. Adal karete thar thar kamban uchiyan shana wale. Fazal karete bakhshe jasan main varge mukale. My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani channel, the Satan and nafs play many tricks upon an individual with thoughts such as, you got your whole life ahead of you. Therefore, repent at the latter stages of your life. You are still young. When you reach your retirement age, that's when you can repent. Therefore, the intellectual listens to what advice is being given from the Satan and his ego, and he refrains from repenting. My dear brothers in Islam, a person should think very carefully that I know very clearly that death will definitely come. Isn't it foolish then to delay in repenting? If the Satan and my ego, my nafs, don't let me keep away from sins now, then why would they stop me then? Can anyone give me the guarantee that I will even live till my retirement? As it is stated in a hadith, do not delay in repenting, because death will come to you suddenly. My dear brothers in Islam, you will find people today that when you tell them to repent from their sins, they try to convince you with phrases such as, Allah is very merciful and forgiving. We have full trust in His mercy that He will not punish us. Therefore, they don't repent or correct themselves. My dear brothers, there is no doubt in the mercy of the Almighty. But we must remember, where Allah Almighty is Rahim and Kareem, He too is Qahhar and Jabbar. And it is also proven from the Holy Quran and Ahadith that some Muslims will go into the hellfire. Therefore, how can these brothers be so sure that those sinful Muslims will go into hell and they will have mercy showered towards them? My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, look at the conduct of our pious predecessors and the hereafter. Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is from amongst the Ashra'i Mubashara, those 10 fortunate beings whom the Messenger of Allah, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave the glad tidings of Jannah in their lives. What does Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say? That if someone announced that apart from one person, the rest of you go into hell, then I would expect that person saved to be me. And if someone announced that apart from one person, the rest of you go into paradise, I would fear that one person doomed might be me. Amirul Mu'mineen, the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Ali, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, also from the Ashra'i Mubashara, said to his son, fear Allah Almighty in such a way that if you took the good deeds of all the dwellers of this world to him, he would not accept them. And expect the mercy of Allah Almighty to this extent that if you took the sins of all the dwellers of this world to him, he will still forgive you. My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, unfortunately, some brothers who have been committing sins for a while feel that because we have been drenched in sins for a while, therefore, how will Allah Almighty forgive us? My dear brothers, never be downhearted when it comes to the mercy of the Almighty Lord Azza wa Jal. The Holy Quran states, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say you, O my bondmen, who have committed excesses against their own souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Undoubtedly, Allah forgives all sins. Verily, He is the forgiving, the merciful. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, Allah Almighty loves a person many times more than a mother loves her own child. My dear brothers in Islam, another way to keep ourselves safe from the trickery of Satan and the trickery of our ego and to keep away from sins is to try and remain amongst a company, such a company which will help us keeping away from sins and gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal by committing good deeds. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, one of these companies is the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, an international, non-political movement of the Holy Quran and Sunnah, which Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, through our Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abul Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, Wal Qudsiyah, is spread out through the corners of the globe. And Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, via Madani Channel, even the furthest regions have been reached. My dear brothers in Islam, Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, is such an organization that if we keep ourselves attached to this Madani environment, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be successful in this world and the Akhirah. Like we famously hear that when a wolf attacks a sheep, it will only attack the sheep most of the times that which has isolated from the flock. So when the flock of sheep are together, the wolf thinks twice before attacking them. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we are amongst our Madani brothers, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the Satan and our ego will think twice before attacking us. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal looks for reasons to forgive us, but it is us that we are always thinking about moving away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and always heading towards His punishment. Listen to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. As narrated in Tirmidhi Sharif, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, two people will be brought out of hellfire. Allah Almighty will say to them, the punishment you received was because of your own sins. I would not oppress or punish any creation of mine. Then they would be ordered into hellfire again. One will start to run as fast as he could, saying, the burden and punishment of sins has scared me so much that I do not want to show any type of laziness towards another order. The other, however, will say, O Allah Almighty, I always thought and hoped for the best, that after bringing us out of hell once, your mercy will not accept sending us back again. Allah Azza wa Jal's ocean of mercy will come to a height, forgive them both and order them into Jannah. My dear brothers in Islam, this is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us rush towards the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us make sincere intentions that we will inshallah Azza wa Jal keep away from sins. The previous life, our previous life where we have committed sins, we will inshallah Azza wa Jal, listening to all these benefits and virtues of repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, also have this in our heart and in our mind to seek repentance from our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal, who loves the ones who repent in His court. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. My dear brothers in Islam, try to keep yourselves attached to this Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, where Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah wal-Qudsiyah, has given us many ways of keeping away from sins. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you have the Madani In'amat, a compilation of 72 points which Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has compiled for the Muslim Ummah. Try to spend your daily life according to these Madani In'amat, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. A questionnaire where it gives us an opportunity to ask ourselves these questions, what I have done today. Ask yourself, have I done the actions today of a person who is going into heaven? Or have I done actions today of a person who has done actions of, may Allah Azza wa Jal save us, of hellfire. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we also have the Madani Kafile of Dawat-e-Islami. My dear brothers, wherever you are in the world, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, try your best to attend the weekly ijtima'at which are taking place in your locality. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, similarly we have the Madani Kafile of Dawat-e-Islami, where a group of brothers travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, acting upon the sunnah of Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, by traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we learn about the virtues, the blessings of traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when a person travels in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is on the path to Jannah. So my dear brothers, travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, many brothers who travel in the Madani Kafile of Dawat-e-Islami, brothers who had illnesses, brothers who had one problem or another, when they travel in the Madani Kafile of Dawat-e-Islami and prayed in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Madani Kafile, Allah Azza wa Jal removed their problems. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, make intentions, keep watching Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, wherever you are, try your utmost to attend the weekly ijtima in your locality and do your utmost to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of the Madani Kafile. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.